On the show today, we have Oregon Community Credit Union's Ron Newman talking about their business intelligence unit and how it's driven tremendous growth. You guys have a business intelligence unit that has driven some pretty significant growth at your credit union. Can you tell us about this business intelligence unit? What's it all about and how it works?
Absolutely. Today, it's a group of five or six people that, you know, if you really distill it right down, their job is to create value out of data, right? They do things like provide secure access to really important information in the form of reporting. They focus pretty heavily on automation, also very, very important. You know, the work with data to make the data better and to kind of ease the burden on our employees. So automation is really important. Also, I think, of course, the holy grail of all of this is really around analytics and trying to get some meaningful patterns out of data, right? And that we use to help guide our decisions.
Okay. Is it basically big data 2.0? You know, you have all this data, and now you're really leveraging it. You're kind of massaging it and analyzing it and then using it to leverage other, like, lending programs and things like cross-sell, that type of stuff?
That's exactly right. Okay. That's exactly right. You know, we're a financial institution, and financial institutions, by their very nature, have tons and tons of data. And it's just, you know, really time for us to be able to find the right data and use it to make good decisions.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so when did you start incorporating, when did you start doing this process or really kind of leveraging this data to your advantage, so to speak?
Well, I would say formally we built the team back in 2008,
2009.
Really the kind of work that we're doing has its origins around 2010.
Okay.
And, you know, we have a really, really highly competent, well-trained group of people that are trying to return value to our members. That's what we're in business for, right? And they're a real collaborative and collegiate group versus maybe being a hierarchical one. It's a small, flat structure, right? Five, six people. At the end of the day, as really talented and skilled as they are, the best ideas, I would say, are originating from the work that they're doing with other people within the credit union. So we have to have those subject matter experts. They're not experts on every aspect of it.
Exactly. So you're kind of breaking down the silos, and it's like an enterprise-wide effort, it sounds like?
It is. In our case, we centralize the function. Many other organizations will have, you know, analysts or subject matter analysts scattered throughout, one in lending, one in mortgage, one in, you know, vehicles, one in somewhere. But we chose a centralized approach, and I think it's working very well for us.
Very cool. I mean, so how has it, let's kind of step back a little bit. I mean, how has it helped drive growth at your credit union?
Sure. Well, you know, initially it was all about development of profit models, trying to automate some pretty costly processes that we all have in place. But when you start to segment the data, you can learn a lot more about our membership. You can begin to do some forecasting, some what-if scenarios, which are always pretty exciting. We used it to help fine-tune kind of our sales incentive analytical models to understand which products are most relevant to people and at what time they're most relevant to people. So a number of different ways to really leverage it, and it's made a huge difference in our growth.
All right, let's get down to the brass tacks here, what we've all been waiting for. What are these results? I mean, what have been the result, the growth numbers and all this type of stuff that we can, before and after picture?
And in no particular order, really. You know, here's one that's really kind of near and dear to me is we've been able to put some better security measures in place to verify who our members are, right?
Excellent.
In a day like today with the fraud and the data breaches, I think that's very, very important.
Yep.
Really much more successful marketing campaigns. And as I mentioned earlier, through better segmentation and the analytical work. Here's a good one if you want to attach a number to it. You know, it's lowered our cost per acquisition for credit card products. We were upwards in the triple digit cost per card, and through the work that we've done, our card acquisition cost is about $66 per card. So
really?
Give you a perspective on how much can be saved there.
That's quite a drop. All right.
Branch product channel profitability, an understanding around that, just allows the management team to take meaningful information and just do a better job with it. Mm-hmm. And having it at their fingertips is really, really important. This is no longer waiting till the end of the month to figure out how we did. Yeah. It's about knowing where we're at during the month and then kind of navigating our way to a more successful completion.
Yeah, it's almost like right now. This is how we're doing right now.
Has to be.
Cool. And you can make switches on the fly. I mean, you can make changes on the fly and stuff too, it sounds like. If you know that information right now, you could make adjustments as, you know, what's working, what's not.
Absolutely. I mean, another good example, if you want to think about financial benefits is, you know, prior to this kind of information, you might send out a mailer, you know, 10,000, 20,000. You can imagine if you have 10, 20,000 piece mailer, how costly something like that can be.
Yeah.
With the, you know, anticipated results of maybe 40, 50, 60 basis points of success. And that kind of cost is just really becoming prohibitive in a business that mm-hmm. has very razor-thin margins. Yep. and is so competitive. Today, we can really zero in on who needs what product, who might have a greater likelihood of adopting the product, and, you know, we'll have success rates that could be 200, 300, 400 basis points.
Nice.
And so
okay.
that makes it just a very, very significant impact. And then lastly, I think we've got something we're kind of cooking up here around what we call our next best product model. And this is where it really gets fun. This is now beyond the reporting and gets into not just analytics, but predictive analytics. So we're able to say, boy, if this individual, this member has a certain profile, has certain products with us today, uses special services, this next product is the one that they're most likely to want from us. And so we can kind of reach out to them and use some business intelligence, true intelligence to serve them better.
And this is stuff you couldn't do like, what, 5, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, obviously. And now you can do it with, oh my gosh, it makes offering these products and services so much easier. And like you said, almost fun in a way.
It very much so. In fact, one of the things I think we're really proud of here at Oregon Community is that those 5, 6 individuals that I talk about, every single one of them was already employed by the credit union somewhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't that we had to go out and necessarily hire that talent directly. And there's some very clever reasons behind that. You need to, you know, understand your operations. It really pays to have subject matter expertise in different parts of the organization and bring that together in the BI team, but kind of need to be able to do it with the technology and people that are already employed.
No doubt. Looking at the bigger picture here, how has it changed your credit union? Have you seen a change in your credit union since kind of leveraging this data?
Absolutely. You know, there was a little skepticism in the beginning, right? Why are we generating so many reports? Is that report really useful?
Yeah.
That's not exactly the question that I asked. And that's all part of the learning curve.
Yep.
You know, but as we've matured over those 4, 5, 6 years where we've really gained some traction, you see more and more demand coming from different parts of the credit union mm-hmm. to the business intelligence mm-hmm. team. And so it's become part of who we are. It's become a part of how we do business.
Love it. All right. That segues to my wrap-up question here, Ron. What advice do you have for other credit unions who want to do something similar regarding business intelligence and then to experience the success that you guys have experienced?
Good question. Give me a couple of months. I'll start a QSO and they can hire us.
Okay. Good idea.
Seriously. You know, first off is to focus on creating value, right? You can come up with some simple, easy to understand reports that your executives really want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's important. Now you're giving some return on the you know, the cost that's there. And then I think try to maybe get ahead of the curve by delivering some consequential information before the organization ever knows they need it.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is, maybe start to do some segmentation, maybe share some of those capabilities with your marketing team
mm-hmm.
so that they can start to formulate the demands in their mind. At the end of the day, they're the ones that have to formulate those demands.
Yep.
I think it's really important to invest in continuous learning. Our BI folks probably spend 10%, 15% of their time training in a given, you know, a given week or given month. Yeah, absolutely. They're using online tutorials. They have weekly department meetings. We do these stat lectures every couple of weeks with the department. College courses, independent learning, et cetera. I talked a little bit about recruitment. You got to recruit some smart people that, you know, they're this is kind of a geeky little job, right? I mean, there's a lot of statistics. There's a lot of analysis. There's some programming. People have to be very passionate about that. Yeah. And then, and problem solving is, you know, got to be something that these people really, really enjoy doing. Yeah. And so I think recruiting well is smart. You get good at training. We have some informal internships that we do, job shadowing.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe lastly, make good connections with credit unions that are already doing this.
Ah, good idea.
There are BI councils. CUNA has one, I'm pretty sure. Our core provider, they have one. Professional Association of SQL Servers is a good one. So they're out there. There are places to go and network and collaborate with.
Okay. And that's the beauty of with today's internet, online world. I mean, everything is so, you can, the network is so available, you know, so it's the resources are there for you. So good advice. Excellent advice. So fantastic story, Ron. Thank you so much for taking time out and congratulations on your success and keep up the good work.
My thanks to you. We appreciate the opportunity to share what we've learned with others, Michael.
And that's the great thing about our industry. We can share and people can, for sure. Collaborate. So good deal.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.